Are you tired of short form and social media? Well, I'm DJ Brian, and I'll get back into it more right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, August 7th, 2006, and we just heard my man Young K would shut the door. Yes, and maybe we all are, and maybe that's why Gen Z are turning to dumb phones and the pods again to listen to music. And maybe that's why K-pop stars are going back to old-fashioned street performances and busking instead of high-tech digital PR. Yup, you heard me right. Instead of relying on, you know, for the TikToks and the YouTube algorithms, they're popping up at shopping malls, parks, and public squares to perform live. And they're actually asking fans to film them and post the videos online. So, don't be surprised if you suddenly spot a K-pop star performing, of course, while just out shopping, having some coffee or ice cream in the streets of Seoul. Now, Day 6's Young K recently did exactly that while promoting his new solo album. And he even told the crowd, "I need your help reaching people who aren't, you know, who aren't getting me in their algorithms." And he's not alone. Artists like Kim Min-suk of Melomots, and then we have rookie singer Evan and girl group Billy. They've all been surprising fans with pop-up performances in public places. Now, industry experts say these little surprise performances feel more authentic than polished ads. And fan-shot videos often spread faster on social media. So these days, the hottest K-pop stage might just be the one you accidentally walk past on your way to grab coffee. Just like me, when I was in New Zealand, I saw Teddy Swims on some stairs singing. But then, of course, we had like 1,000 people go watch him. So, if you're in Korea and you're lucky, you might see your favorite K-pop star on the streets of downtown Seoul. But for now, let's check out a song by Billy called Work. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Take a break. Get out the office, you know. Keep your headphones on, though, because you got to listen to us. And just grab a beverage of choice. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, everyone has their own preference, but we want you to enjoy it and enjoy the info we have for you guys right now. Now, for all of our adult overage listeners out there, okay, it could be 18 of age or over in Korea and then 21 in the States. And I think it's 18 in the European countries as well, a lot of them. Either way, if you're tired of all the spirits and alcoholic beverages that you've already tried before, what about trying something a little different? Mm-hmm. Something new. Something by BTS's very own V, who is proudly promoting this beverage. Yes, BTS's V has a new job, y'all. I mean, he doesn't need it because he probably has $1 billion by now. Anyways, and this time, he's helping sell soju, Korea's most celebrated spirit. Hite Jinro has launched the first global campaign featuring V as their brand ambassador, and it has one mission: to make soju a familiar drink around the world. The campaign is called My Favorite Jinro, and the commercial has a fun storyline. V accidentally shows up at the wrong party. You know what I'm saying? And awkwardly trying to sneak out, he actually ends up bringing everyone together over a bottle of soju. Honestly, that is probably the best possible outcome of crashing the wrong party. You know, it's not like they jumped you or they ridiculed you. Y'all about to party it up. Now, the company says the campaign is all about giving the brand a younger, more global image, and fans are already having fun spotting the hidden details. For example, the room numbers 306 and 307 in the commercial aren't just random numbers. Room 306 represents Jinro's current lineup of the three regular sojus and six flavored varieties, while 307 hints that the company plans to expand to seven or more flavored sojus in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, with V's worldwide popularity and the brand soju, of course, already being sold in dozens of countries, and the company is hoping their partnership will introduce Korea's iconic spirit to even more people around the globe. So, make sure to drink responsibly, y'all. Mm-hmm. Just because V's in the commercial doesn't mean you have to drink bottles after bottles after bottles. Be responsible. And if you invite V or V invites you, either way, y'all can party it up with some soju. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure to check the room number first. Don't go to 305. Don't go to 308. It's 306 or 307. And with that, we have a great song to party it up. It's N-Mix with Party O'Clock. Ready for your next career adventure.
Pack light, tune in, and
just go. Today, we're going to just go with Night Owl. We're going to explore the hidden beauties of Korea's smaller cities. And I'm hoping Carter from the UK is listening. Carter, I follow you on the gram. If you're listening, come to Korea and travel across Korea and try all the food here. I know you're a foodie. And you can travel with Niall. Niall will probably love to travel with you because you're an adorable little dude. Right, Niall?
For those of you who are wondering where this came from, if you listen to our last segment,
yes.
It's been a little while. We took mm-hmm. a little time off, but you know what? He was talking about this adorable kid on the gram, and he with his British accent, and he's cooking. And you know what? Yes, Korea has lots of good, I guess, ingredients you could cook with.
Yes.
So welcome to Korea, and you should listen to our segment because then you'll know where to go to eat what.
Exactly, because he makes food from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him make any Korean food yet. So,
ooh, you know what? Korean
yes.
food is the latest trend.
Exactly.
Like gochujang butter. That's
and you can take him around.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I will be your tour guide.
And that's all you can be.
Yes.
Unless you can speak... I was going to say, can you speak
English?
British? But that's English.
Can I speak British?
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways.
And where are we going to be going with... people today.
So basically, if you came into Korea, if you listen to our segments, sometimes we go somewhere like 5 hours drive. It's 7 hours. Last time we talked about Ulleung-do and Dokdo, long places. But if you're in Korea just for a little while and you want to see Seoul, Paju is where we're going. And it's actually very close by. It's a drive. And you know what? There's a bus that goes too. But it's Paju Gyeonggi-do.
So somewhere not too far. Something you can do if you're coming into Seoul. Maybe one of those, I've seen a lot of people, influencers that come into Seoul for literally a 24-hour layover.
So I've seen that too.
You could do that, for a layover.
I mean, maybe I would recommend it to somebody who stays like a week in Seoul. I don't know if you can make it to Paju if you're staying 24 hours. That's
from
not the
Incheon?
Well,
it's not that far, is it?
It's not. You can do it, but I would say there are other spots to see before you get to Paju, but Paju is kind of like a local favorite to go to if you just want to chill on the weekend. But yes, Paju is in Gyeonggi-do. It's a little above Goyang-si, and you know what? This could scare some people, but it's perfectly safe, of course, for many tourists.
Why would you be scared?
Because it's by the border in North Korea. But you know what, guys? That's the reason why we have a border. It's safe. It's
guys,
fine.
I've been to Paju plenty of times. It's not like you see like military dudes with guns and tanks all the time, so don't worry.
But now I do want to kind of scare people. Sometimes you can hear kind of the broadcasting coming out
of North Korea.
It's
people
you know,
are not going to go now.
Locals living in Paju are used to it. And you know what? From our side to North Korea, we play K-pop music to entice people. Hey, we have K-pop.
You know, that's my cousin, by the way.
What do you
Paju. What,
oh.
Because I'm Brian Ju.
Paju.
So you laughed. I succeeded with another dad joke this week.
I don't know, man. Brian's obsession with scary horror movies or his obsession with these jokes.
Dad jokes.
You know what? I'll stick with the dad jokes. But yeah.
Yes.
Paju, Gyeonggi-do. How we
and
get
there? I
live
there? In Gyeonggi-do as well. I'm Gyeonggi-do Brian Ju.
Gyeonggi-do is Gyeonggi-do?
Do you have a brain cell?
Oh!
You didn't know that?
You know what? I just never thought that much about Gyeonggi-do.
So think about it. There's Seoul.
That's true.
And
just
everything around Seoul is Gyeonggi-do.
You know what, guys? Yeah. In my defense, it is tricky because there's Seoul and there's all these surrounding areas near Seoul that sometimes it seems like it should be Gyeonggi-do, but it's not. It's like Gangwon-do, like Chuncheon. And then there's these areas that go so far, but then it's still Gyeonggi-do.
Every area that's a little bit farther is, like you said, Gangwon-do, all that stuff. But the literal, usually, the place that touch Seoul, like a donut, is pretty much Gyeonggi-do. Yeah.
And you know what? Just because the subway gets there does not mean it's part of Seoul or Gyeonggi-do. Like, because it goes out to like Chungcheong-do too, guys. Anyway, great public transportation here in Korea.
Thank you for that knowledge.
You're welcome. And now I know, yes, Gyeonggi-do, Pyeongtaek. You know what?
So that's why her name is Na-El, for knowledge.
Na-El. Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly why. And I'm going to tell you how long it takes from Seoul to Paju, because very close, 35 to 50 kilometers. Travel time, you know what? Driving is
like 20 miles.
40. You know what? I take Brian's word for it. I don't do miles.
Keep talking. I'll look it up.
So driving wise, depending on where you're at and what time of the day, 40 to 60 minutes. And you know what? There are subways or trains or even buses to get there. And it's one of the easiest day trips from Seoul. So you could actually leave after breakfast and still come back before dinner if you wanted to. But you could stay and have a leisurely day, spend the whole day in Paju. There's lots to see.
35 kilometers is 21.7 miles.
So right on.
Similar, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
So let's talk about some songs we're going to be playing today.
Ooh, what's the theme?
The theme
Please
is...
Please be horror.
You know what? Unfortunately, no. But it's always...
I saw the name of the song. It can actually connect to horror.
I want to see you make that connection after I talk about it a little bit. But after, you know, all the segments that we talk about the different regions, we try to find, you know, celebrities who are from that region, who represents. And you guys might know, she is a former member of NewJeans. Danielle was actually born in Paju.
Oh.
And we're going to have other songs by people who are either from Paju or things that were filmed in Paju. So, yes. Paju is the theme.
And the name of the song that we're going to play from NewJeans is going to be Attention. And the reason why I said this has a connection to scary things is you have to be attentive if ghosts or zombies are going to chase you.
Oh.
Yes.
Or really overly attention-seeking obsessed people can be scary
See, look at you. You do look like that girl, Nikki from the movie Obsession.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Be careful, y'all. Now here's NewJeans with Attention. That was NewJeans with Attention, and we're here to talk more specifically about why you chose Paju as you're rocking our old jeans. Yes, we have our old jeans on.
You know what?
Yes.
Old jeans are comfy. It's
nice.
They're
broken in.
So I like old jeans. Sometimes I keep jeans for like 10 years.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because then the color will fade a little bit, and then it becomes like a new, cool color, too.
Yeah, and you know what? Yes. The fit of the jeans always come back.
And it looks retro, too.
Yes.
There you go.
But anyway,
yes.
It has nothing to do with jeans. We're moving on to Paju.
But you could have made a segue. You can wear your old jeans to the place in Paju that you want to go to is like the Paju.
It's true. I feel like this was kind of fit like the whole hipster vibe because, yes, Paju is known for this place called Paju Book City or Chulpandoshi or Publication City in a way. It's not just a bookstore, although there is. It's an entire neighborhood. It's almost like basically like a book version of Universal Studios. Okay, you know what?
Is that big?
It's not that big, but it's like almost like a themed. You can go around different buildings. They have different, you know, book store/book exhibition. And so it's dedicated to books. So more than 500 publishers, bookstores, cafes, even galleries are located there. But even if you don't buy anything, it's kind of a nice place for a walk and wander. It's not jam packed. This is not the place I would probably say, oh yeah, this is where you go to party. But I kind of love the vibe.
Said there's books there.
You know what? This is the party the book nerds.
Yeah, because I'm not a book person.
You know what? I think I became more of an audio person as I started driving more.
Yes, podcasts.
But I think I need that. If I could get just maybe a week. You know what? That's not even a week. Let's just say if I could get just 2 days, I want to lock myself in a hotel, just all inclusive, not leave the hotel, but just sit there without any digital devices and just read something.
I kind of want to do the same thing, but not lock myself in. I still want to be able to go in and out whenever I want to,
but in the premises
in
of the
resort.
Hotel. In a resort.
And sit on the balcony and be able to hear the waves of the beach. I don't like being on the beach, but I still like to be able to see it.
Yeah.
And listen to books on tape only because I don't know if it's true because I'm not a big reader. But I heard over time, if you read too much, your eyes go bad.
Ooh.
And then you end up wearing glasses.
But if you look at your smartphone, your eyes will go bad as well.
Did not I just say books on tape? That means I'm listening.
Oh.
Do you not listen?
Yeah, I clearly have problems listening, but that's
Yes.
That's true.
And I don't want to say it's true for people, but I've made an observation where I'm looking at people like Oprah and people who are famous for like, you know, book clubs, and they're always wearing glasses.
Ah.
Yeah.
genetics too, guys. Anyways, whoa. Moving on from the publishing book city in Paju, there's Haiti Art Village. And you know what? It's kind of... it's almost like a farmer's market for artists. There's lots of handmade things. Oh. It's really cutesy, beautiful architecture. All the buildings.
Sounds hipstery, too.
It really is. Oh. And lots of good restaurants and writers come together. And it kind of became like this village of artists. And you'll find these galleries, art galleries, design museums, really quirky themed cafes, small performance spaces, and lots of photo spots if that's what you're into. And every building is different. And when you're in the city, it all kind of looks, you know, skyscrapers and kind of taller buildings, all square. But it's pretty to be there. I would totally recommend Haiti Mount. I've been there multiple times. They actually filmed Secret Garden there. I don't
know
if
the drama?
Secret Garden, the drama. Oh, okay. From back in the day, you know, she's, you know, an action... she's a stunt woman. And the action school that comes out in the drama is... there, and it actually is an action school. It's right there.
Okay.
Yes. So moving on to another thing to see and really shifting gears. So if you guys are more interested in kind of history and I guess geopolitical tensions between North and South and the efforts of trying to bring peace to this peninsula, DMZ Gondola. And this is actually a cable car and it crosses into the civilian control zone, into the demilitarized zone. So no, you're not in North Korea. You're still safe. But you are actually able to kind of see North Korea. You can stand there and see. It's just right there. It's not like there's a whole, you know, crack between the two lands. But you can see, you can observe. And there's actually even a museum, smaller museum exhibition about the history of Korean War. I've been there multiple times. Also a great place to go. And then right there nearby is the Imjingat Peace Park. There's lots of peace-related theme places to see in Paju just because it's so close to North Korea. There's lots of memorials, historic trains, because they do have train tracks. If you guys know the Gyeongui-Jungang line, it did actually continue into North Korea at some point. But there's exhibitions about Korea's division. And yeah, it's surprisingly very peaceful there because it's very heavily secure. And so yeah, it's a reminder for visitors who are visiting Korea. It's much more than K-pop and Hallyu and K-beauty. And yeah, that's there. But it's also a reminder that this is the state of Korea right now. And you know what? Moving on to a little bit of a lighter topic, there's the Majang Lake Suspension Bridge, which... again, guys, as I keep mentioning in every segment, not a huge fan of unstable things being up in the air. I don't like suspension bridges.
Not me either.
But you know what? You can take a boat there as well. It's kind of nice. It's beautiful, but it's one of Korea's longest suspension bridges, and it looks beautiful. So it's surrounded by forests and a beautiful lake. Perfect if you like easy walks and great photos.
That sounds good if you're into, like what you said,
I hate those people who swing those bridges. Just
and
had to say that.
I hate people, if you're not going to be on those bridges, that they call you a scaredy cat. Stop being a scaredy cat and come on. Let people be themselves. If they're not into it, they're not into it. Just because you're into it, don't call them a scaredy cat, because I'm pretty sure they can find something about you that you're not into. You know, everybody's into something different. You know, don't be negative. You don't have to be so, you know, so much hate towards that. You know, just show love.
Yeah.
You know, be caring. There you go.
I think we've created a club of our own here. People who are scared of heights.
Yes. And the air. I hate the air. I don't like being on planes.
Oh, being in the air. Okay. Yes. I see. Cool. Now let's talk about food. And yes, this is actually funny because I accidentally stumbled into, and Paju is famous for their Changdan Kong, and they have a whole festival, and Changdan Kong, because it's beans.
Changdan, accidentally ate this before?
Accidentally stumbled into a whole festival of Changdan Kong Chukje. And yeah, you know what? It was actually at the DMZ Gondola, and there was lots to eat, lots to drink. It was, you know what? Whatever is made of tofu and makgeolli, and it was a festival, so it was good. Changdan Kong Dubu is what they're famous for, but they're also famous for their galbi, and they could stop for galbi after exploring the city. I won't name a few specific ones, but near Haeri Maeul, there's a few different places. If you just type these locations, and galbi, you'll find good ones. And you know what? Going back to Chulpandoshi, the publishing book city, it's actually one of the cutest cafes that I've been to, including, you know, Heiri Maul, and they have, because they're artists, it's not just about, like, of course it's about money, but their menus are kind of unique. They really develop it. So if you are looking for unique cafes, this is where to be.
Mm-hmm. Unique cafes, food, randomly stumbling upon festivals with dubu and soybeans. You know, that could be you too.
Yes.
You guys can do that randomly. But for now, we're not going to randomly play music. We're going to actually play music that you guys might be into. Mm-hmm. And the first one we got for you right now, two songs actually, back to back. First up is by Girls' Generation. Into the New World.
It was filmed in Paju Chulpandoshi.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a part of it.
What about the next one? Is that also filmed there too?
Yes, because we talked about Secret Garden. This is a soundtrack from Secret Garden.
And it's sung by Mr. Kim Bum-soo, Appear Natana. All right, that was Kim Bum-soo with Appear Natana. And now, it is time to find out if Nael wants to go there or no go there, even though she's already been there.
You know what? I would go back again. Okay. I mean, Paju, I love Paju, and there's outlets there as well. So while you're at it, you can go to many different cafes. They have huge cafes, like the ones, you know, the ones that they turn into kind of really high ceilings, containers with lots of plants.
They turn into containers?
No, they turn containers into these cafes.
Oh, I was like, it's hot,
guys.
Was it like Hogwarts?
Guys.
Like you walk in, all of a sudden they turn into different buildings? And
that's right. So it's really large cafes. Usually it's like a bakery type cafe. But I would recommend Paju for kind of the more hipster travelers, if you're into kind of the quieter art, books, and history all in one. Yeah, definitely recommend Paju. But if you want to visit all of those places, rent a car. If not, if it's just one place, you can take public transportation. You can still do it. You know what? I biked from where I live to Paju because
I thought you said you bite. Like,
I have done that too.
Oh, don't do that, please.
Accidentally, but I have biked from Ilsan to Paju, and you know what, when you look on your map, it may say that you can bike there, but just because it has a road on the map doesn't mean it's a good idea, because it wasn't like a professional like cycling thing. I had a basket. It was a pink bike, and I took like 5 hours getting over the hills and going to Heiri Maul, but it was a fun trip. I got very sunburned, and I would recommend not biking.
Unless you had like long clothes on covering your whole body.
You know what? I did have long pants, but my arms were all red and then it peeled. That wasn't fun.
You guys have to know Nael is very pale, so she turns into a lobster.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens. But you know what? Definitely recommend Paju. It's a go. And for those of you who are living in Seoul, and if you've been here for a while and you don't know where to go next, Paju should be your next destination.
Well, keep that in mind because it's not far from Seoul. And I just randomly had like a recommendation for the future.
Oh.
Not for next week, but anytime in the future. You should do something like for people who literally have like maybe like a 6 or 7 hour layover.
Ooh.
Like just
like
Incheon
an itinerary.
Airport.
Ooh.
Because there's so much to do,
so
I realized.
Do.
Just in the airport. Like, oh, if you land in Incheon Airport.
Dude.
You know, because I don't know all the restaurants in Incheon Airport. I don't know, because I know some people, like, every time I go to Incheon Airport, I know there's a movie theater there.
They
I know
have, like
massage
like,
places.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, for people who traveled into Korea, they can't go into the mainland. But what can they do if they're only stuck at the airport before going into the connecting flight?
It's a great airport to be stuck at.
I feel like for a long time, I don't know if it's still there or still has a title, but at one point, it was like the biggest airport in the world.
Ooh.
And the nicest airport in the world.
Hmm.
So, for those traveling into Korea who can't leave the airport, but still are thinking, what can I actually do in South Korea at the airport in 5 or 6 hours, you know, before going into, you know, Amsterdam or whatever country you're traveling to? Maybe we can talk about that
one
day.
We could talk about the airport itself, and maybe we should even talk about Pyeongtaek.
There you go, because I am an ambassador, so I'll have to throw in some little key points for you.
That sounds fun. So airport,
because I know some good food
mix.
Places. The funny thing is, I am working, I'm not going to say into detail what I'm working with, but I'm working with somebody who actually lives in Pyeongtaek, was born there, raised there. And so I asked him, I was like, do you know any good food places? And he goes, Hyung, I've lived here all my life. I don't know any place, but I watched your tube channel and went to the places you recommended and like it. I was like,
great.
How do you live in Pyeongtaek and don't know any restaurants, but I do?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, you know what? It's probably because he lived there his whole life and his mom cooked for him.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
No place like home.
But guess what? Now it's time for us to wrap up the Paju segment. And we have a song by Mr. Yoon Do-hyun. And
he's also from Paju.
Is he?
He is.
Oh, I did not know that.
And this is one of his hits.
And it's called, I Guess I Loved You. 사랑했나 봐. And next week, we'll look to see where Nael will take us to next. Hopefully somewhere haunted.
Oh.
Well, thank you for tuning in, guys. And we'll see you next week, Nael.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a great song by 볼빨간 사춘기 with Please Summer 여름아 부탁해 taking us out. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You made us connect. Now!